Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. One thing about Jesus we might sometimes forget. He really loved his own nation, his own people. He loved Jerusalem as a man, because as a man, he was Jewish. And he loved Jerusalem as God, because as God, he had chosen Israel for his special people, through whom he would launch the salvation of the world. And it's because Jesus loved Jerusalem so much that he was so heartbroken over her. Because spiritually, Jerusalem was broken. And before long, it would be broken physically too. So one day, he gave expression to his sadness. He mourned over Jerusalem with these words. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her young under her wings, but you are unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned and desolate. His beloved city was spiritually broken, and that city would, within just one generation, be physically demolished by the Romans. And so he mourned, and so should we mourn too, when good things are spiritually broken. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. We should mourn when good things are broken because of sin. And nowhere is that more tragic than in the case of what sin does to our character. Sin devastates the soul the way an invading army pillages a city. Sin devours our energies the way soldiers plunder the resources of the defeated. Sin defiles our thoughts the way the hordes violate the innocent. Sin enslaves our desires the way the inhabitants are taken off into captivity, and sin weakens the whole infrastructure of our souls the way invaders smash through the roads and buildings of a taken town. Think back to the days of your innocence, if you can remember them, the time when you could actually appreciate a woman's beauty instead of just lust, the time when you could hear something good said about someone else and not feel the impulse to top it or undermine it, the time when you could be still and silent without being anxious. Think of the nobility of your faculties, your intellect made for clear thinking, your will made for heroism, your passions made for a depth of feeling to give you and others strength. Look at how damaged those faculties are. How weak and narrow and unreliable. Sin did that. You did that. You can mourn for that. You should mourn for that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In the Book of Lamentations, the prophet not only mourns for Jerusalem, but also speaks words that foreshadow the crucified Lord. Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see where there is any suffering like my suffering, which has been dealt me when the Lord afflicted me on the day of his blazing wrath. I am a man who knows affliction from the rod of his anger, one whom he has led and forced to walk in darkness, not in light. Against me alone he brings back his hand again and again. All the day he has worn away my flesh and skin. Because, of course, the fall of Jerusalem and the sins of our own hearts are the cause of the sufferings of Christ. The leaders of his chosen people, the priests themselves, were the authors of Christ's death, as were the sins of every one of us. So mourn for Christ, tortured and killed. The most common form of human mourning is mourning over the death of a loved one. Even after the pure onslaught of grief has passed, when a loved one dies, especially if it was a tragic death, you never really fully recover. Well, Christ has died. Do we love him? Can we mourn for his tragic death, a death for which we are responsible? We're Christians. Our default attitude should be joy, but there are times when we should be sad, and when we look at the cross especially and think of what they and we did to him, the way they took him apart like barbarians take captured towns apart, the way they disfigured him, the way sin debases the church and the family and the soul. We should occasionally take some time to mourn for that. When I was doing my doctoral studies, I always admired Father Theodore Kaler, this very old theologian, because every day after Mass, he would do the Stations of the Cross. And after a couple of years of watching this, one day at breakfast, I asked him, Father Kaler, why do you do the Stations every day? And he looked at me and said, there's no greater way to love Jesus than by meditating on his suffering. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Christian mourning, even though it's real, is different than other mourning, because we know that Christ arose, that the mourners at the tomb were surprised to find him alive, and the old Jerusalem was resurrected in the Catholic Church, and the sinful Catholic Church will be resurrected in the glorious heavenly Jerusalem foreseen in the book of Revelation, and the havoc wrought by our own sin, the Lord can restore that too. Throughout the book of Lamentations, the theme of hope still runs on. The favors of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his faithfulness. My portion is the Lord, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Lead us back to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Give us anew such days as we had of old. Jesus lamented over Jerusalem, but his death will bring Jerusalem back to life. As we grieve over what sin has done to Christ and to our world, let the grief be sweetened by the knowledge of God's boundless mercy and creative restoration of all that has been broken. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. In the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And the greatest example of one who mourns is the prodigal son. Think of what happens. The young man turns away from his father, chasing illusions. And he becomes enslaved by his own sinful choices. Hitting rock bottom, he reflects honestly on his life. He's not happy in his sin, and this reflection brings sorrow. Not just regret for his suffering, but real sorrow for his sin. But this mourning, this sadness, propels him, moves him to repentance and to return home. And these are the steps of blessed mourning. We all turn away from God through sin. And honest reflection shows us that our sin, it doesn't make us happy. It doesn't leave us at peace. And this should awaken a true sorrow in our hearts. But let that sorrow do its job. The job of sorrow is to prompt us to return to the Father, who waits for us with mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. So whether it's been 1 month or 30 years, you don't have to carry the weight of your guilt any longer. God the Father is ready to relieve you of that heavy burden today through Jesus, who is hiding behind the face of the priest in the confessional. So, don't carry the weight any longer. It's time to get rid of it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, we have two big things we need to talk about.
You know, perfectly and unintentionally, I have a thought that connects the two.
All right.
Because we were just...
So you read my mind.
Yes, exactly. No, I think God is just good to us and sometimes gives us the right thoughts and inspirations. But we were just in Watertown, South Dakota, at a beautiful church. It was Church of the Immaculate Conception, right?
Church of the Immaculate Conception, but it's Ave Maria pastorate because there are seven parishes mm-hmm. that are now combined together.
But specifically in that chapel, there are really beautiful carvings and statues, especially they have the full stations.
Very
and
beautiful.
And I walked around while we were in that chapel, and there was one specific position I really liked. I think it was the seventh station. Is that Jesus falls for the second time?
I won't pop quiz
right now, but I looked up, and so it's kind of, the statues are pretty high above you, but if you look up right under that station, Jesus, having fallen under his cross, stares straight down at you.
Oh.
And I just stood there. And I realized something about how I approach the suffering of Christ and the crucifixion, which is a little self-interested or self-focused, in a way that I would never actually approach someone if they were suffering in front of me. When I think about the crucifixion, I think about Christ doing this for me. You know, I think of Christ. I think of all my sins. But I never think of just standing before, imagining myself before him suffering, and just, I'm sorry they're doing this to you. Yeah. I'm sorry we're doing this to you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. The way that you would actually hold someone's hand when they're suffering, or just stand in sorrow and horror that this kind of evil can exist. And it was a very simple reflection, but very emotionally moving. So I was very lucky that we were blessed enough to be invited to that church so I could have that moment in prayer beforehand. But it was also just a providential trip in general.
Yeah, it was very, very delightful, where a very good man, really good man, good friend, very generous, flew us up to Watertown, South Dakota, and we had the chance to talk about the power of the rosary, pray the rosary with a big group of people, full church.
A lot of people that were driving 2 to 3 hours just to come pray the rosary, and yeah. It's more than I drive every day.
It was amazing to talk with people who've been praying with us many every day for years
mm-hmm.
that drove from Nebraska, from Minnesota, different parts of South Dakota. And then to get to meet them all afterward, hear their names, hear their stories, and talk with them. And then especially at breakfast today before we flew out, just a fantastic young priest, Father Haggerty. And then having breakfast with Greg and Marlene and Austin and Carla and Rita and Vicky and Bridget was just so joyful.
Because at the end of the day, I love it because it turns this podcast into more of a dialogue. And I get to hear a little less of me talking and actually hear the stories, because otherwise we just don't know why we're doing it. I mean, it's good for you and I to pray together, but as far as I know, we're just praying in a vacuum. But I think the most important shout out that I could ever give is 9-year-old Gemma and her 12-year-old brother Ellis. That he was there, but I talked to mostly Gemma, and she was the coolest kid. It made me really proud and excited that I don't get to talk to the younger generation much, but if that's what it's looking like, we're in good shape. It was beautiful talking to her.
I was amazed by the number of complete families that came that pray the Rosary podcast together.
Because that's what we want out of this podcast. We want families praying, and we were seeing it. I mean, they were already doing it, but to do it together was really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, if anyone out there wants to host a Rosary event at their parish or some other place, just email us. You can email me at mike@schooloffaith.com, and we'll seriously consider coming out, because that was a great joy. But it was also powerful at breakfast, hearing the stories of people who had been away from the confessional for many years, and the powerful story of their return. The greatest gift we have in the Catholic Church is the Eucharist. I think the second greatest gift we have is the Sacrament of Reconciliation.
Undoubtedly.
It is the power to transform us, and the devil knows it. And I would say the number one thing the devil wants to do is keep us from prayer. And then secondly, to keep us from the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Yeah. Because the devil knows if you start praying regularly and if you go back to confession, he's lost you.
Yeah.
But I understand the struggle that people have in going to confession.
I feel it all the time. It's like the craziest memory loss. Because I love, whenever I walk out of confession, I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah.
But every time I'm about to go to confession, it's like I can't stop thinking of excuses not to go.
And why do you think, is it because we're embarrassed, we're ashamed?
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's the embarrassment, or sometimes you get really prideful and you're like, well, I haven't done anything that bad, but I'm fine. And then you do something bad enough and you're like, well, I can't say that in front of anyone.
Yeah, we have this idea that we're going to come up with some sin this priest has never heard before, and we're going to scandalize the priest when
it wouldn't matter if you did.
I
because that's the point of confession.
Yeah, exactly. I actually think I need to ask priests if this, maybe some priests who are listening to this podcast can chime in, but I actually think they probably get bored with just the mundane sins.
Well, I don't know if bored's the right word, but I bet you feel kind of like a doctor. It's, you don't want people to be deeply sick, but when you can see true healing, like, because when you see someone come in and confess a mortal sin that has been weighing on them and destroying their spiritual life and their, just their daily life, and you know that that is taken away from them,
yeah.
If any doctor could just heal a terminally ill person just like that through the power of Christ,
so
wouldn't they want to do that every day?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, I could imagine if I was a priest And if every day I had like 10-year-old school children coming and telling me in confession they were disobedient to their parents, I'd get bored with that after a while. But if you have somebody who comes and they've been away from the sacrament, they've been away from the church for 30, 40 years, as a priest, you're like, this is what I was made for.
Mm-hmm.
For Christ to use me this
but
way.
We were also made for that. We were made for that kind of courage. I liked the beginning of this meditation talking about, imagine your faculties at their peak as they were meant to be, the nobility of that. And I think one of the greatest, most beautiful examples of that is the courage it takes to go to confession, to humble yourself truly.
And priests,
that's what you're made for.
Priests admire a person who has the courage to come back after many years. They don't look down on you. They actually admire you.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been to confession for a while, make a priest's day. And don't hesitate to call your parish and make an appointment, especially if it's been a while, because, don't let the confession time isn't quite convenient for you, or whatever the reason, don't hesitate just to make an appointment. And especially if it has been a while and you don't want to rush the confession. But also, I want to make this last point before we finish our conversation. Don't feel like you have to give all the gory details. To make a good confession, it only has to be complete and concise.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that for a long time. And I'm like, why am I saying all this when, yeah, you don't need a play-by-play with all the names and places? Because that can be really hard, very traumatizing in many ways. But yeah, I think you said it perfectly.
And if you wonder,
to be accurate, I mean.
Yeah, and if we want to make it complete and you think, well, I've done some really bad things, I'm not quite sure what's grave sin, what's mortal, all that, go through the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
The grave sin is specified by the commandments. It's a great section in the catechism on the commandments. You can find lots of examinations of conscience online that go through the commandments. Just go through the commandments. When you see commandments you failed in, you don't have to go in and give a story. Just say, Father, I sinned against this commandment, this commandment, this commandment. I failed in this way.
You know, this is a strange recommendation, but it actually helped me a lot, because I always sit right before my confession and try and list and list and list all my sins in case I forget any. And then I walk in and I immediately forget everything. And despite being Catholic my whole life, I cannot seem to remember all the things, like the act of contrition, yeah, all the things I need to say. There is actually, God bless technology, there is an app called the Confession app. I think it's just called the Confession app, but it gives you an examination of conscience. You can write down your sins, and then it gives you all the steps for confession. You can take it in with you. You can read it off. It gives you a full script personalized to your confession. And then right when you're finished, it says, erase my sins, and it erases everything. It keeps nothing.
Mm.
But it actually really helped me just narrow my focus down.
And if you have made the practice of going to confession, if you really want to grow in happiness and peace, go regularly. Go at least once a month. It really is the sacrament of conversion and peace. Well, I really want to give everyone a shout out in Watertown, South Dakota. That was so much fun. And I want to embarrass him, but really thank Gene Diederich,
mm-hmm,
for his generosity to get us there. And again, if you'd like to host a rosary rally, a rosary event where you're at, just shoot us an email, mike@schooloffaith.com. So thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.